Good morning, Ben. How are you this morning?
Morning, Michael. I'm very well.
Excellent. Will you be at headquarters tomorrow, or are you heading interstate?
I'm interstate tomorrow, heading over to the old hometown.
The old stomping ground of South Australia. Well, you've got some nice chances there. We'll get there in a moment, but I want to start with your runners at headquarters because I can't believe that Constantinople is a 50-1 chance in the Andrew Ramsden. I know he's been through his injury process and his return to the track has been slow and gradual, but I thought he ran with quite a deal of merit in the Warrnambool Cup. How did he come through the run?
Really well, Michael. Real thrilled with his run in the Warrnambool Cup. He probably didn't have many favours. He had to make a long, sustained run to the line. And it was his best run since the Caulfield Cup. So the stable was very happy. The ownership group was happy. So he looks to have handled the run well. You know, his work on Thursday suggested that he hadn't felt the run at all. So he's now fit, fourth up into 2,800 metre race, Andrew Ramsden. So we're hoping for another improved run.
He was one-time favourite for the Melbourne Cup in 2019 after that slashing fourth in the Caulfield Cup behind Murder Glass. We know the injuries he sustained. Physically, how is he?
He actually never sustained an injury.
Didn't he?
No, he didn't. He was just turned out for a long time because we did a bone scan because we just wanted to make sure everything was fine. It came back all fine, but he just had severe bone bruising and all four fetlocks. So we've given him the time, and I just think maybe he came back in the autumn, had a couple bad runs, so we turned him straight back out, gave him a lot more time. And I think he's just been away from racing a long time, and he's taken those couple runs to really get that base fitness into him. So now he's had those runs, you know, he's really sound, moving well. I feel he's running the Warrnambool Cup, told us he's progressing in the right direction. And, I think he'll run a good race. He's drawn a nice gate for him in barrier 8. He does like room, and from 8 he should get a lot of room. So we're looking forward to seeing how he goes.
Fitness-wise, is there still more to come, or is he near the peak?
He's had 3 runs now, so he'd be nearing the peak. There might be a little bit more improvement, but I'm hoping he's near peak fitness for this race.
Not a huge field. As you said, he likes room. Ideally, where would you like to see him in the run? Just off the speed?
Yeah. In the Warrnambool Cup, we tried to ride him more positive, and he just didn't really have the speed over 2,400 to get there. So he ended up 3 wide with cover, not getting a bad run at all. But I think 2,800, we might try having closer, as close as we can. But the most important thing is that he's settled. So we'll just get him into a nice rhythm. And as long as he's in a good rhythm, he's got a big stride on him, he should run a good race.
He's not that old, even though we think of him as being an older horse because he's been around for so long. But he's only a rising 6-year-old. Is he still got the ability? Is he anywhere near the form that saw him run that slashing fourth in that Caulfield Cup, do you think?
I'd like to think so. That was definitely by far his best run. He has been in the wilderness a little bit, and he does need to improve. But as I said before, his run in the Warrnambool Cup showed that maybe good runs around the corner. And I'm hoping he's definitely got the ability. It's just whether or not he can bring it race day. So I'm excited to see what he does, and hopefully he doesn't disappoint us in the ownership group.
Well, he's 50-1. He could be a nice little each-way play to run into a hole in the Andrew Ramsden. What can you tell us about the first start of this Brazen Bow 2-year-old who you've decided to run at headquarters tomorrow?
Look, he hasn't done much wrong. His trials have been pleasing. He went really well in his last trial here at Flemington. And I think down the straight, he's drawn barrier 9. So I think he's worth a chance. He's done everything right. He's shown nice speed. So I think he's probably the right odds at 10-1. And he'll run a nice race, I think.
Yeah, a Brazen Laugh's a horse we're talking about. Have you been able to compare him with some of your other more exposed 2-year-olds?
Look, he's definitely above average. I think he's definitely city class, hence we're running him on the Saturday. But no, I think he's definitely above average, but he'll teach us more after his run Saturday.
What have you decided to do with Exolydia?
So we've actually decided to run at Flemington. The Proud Miss is an incredibly strong race this year. And I think Flemington's a more realistic chance for her. And she's drawn a nice gate in the middle and she's run down the straight before. So I don't think it's a bad race for her.
First up, she hasn't got the greatest of records. Is that just the races she's contested or is she usually better with a run?
I'd probably agree with that, Michael. She normally does need one run and she's much better second up. But she is forward enough. We were wanting to run her in a black type race first up, but it just came up exceptionally strong. So we've gone for the option here at Flemington. And her work on Monday was excellent. It was a really nice piece of work up the hill at Euroa, and we feel she'll run a very competitive race. So she's a great each-way chance.
Biometric could be a nice each-way chance in race eight as well. I thought he hit the line really nicely behind Dice Roll, who's been in very good form. It's quite a strong race, though. He's about $14. How has he continued to train on since that run at Sandown?
Yeah, we're thrilled with his run at Sandown. He came from last and probably just peaked 100 from the line to finish third. So he's come through that race really well. He's been bouncing around here at Flem. So we're really happy with him. And, yeah, I think he'll run a nice race. And I agree with you, he's probably slightly over the odds and there's a good each-way chance.
There's a bit of value amongst the team at headquarters tomorrow. Who's your best at Flemo?
Probably Exolita, I'd say. She's been building up really nicely. So, sorry, Michael, I've just got a trial coming past, so I'll just quickly...
Oh, yeah, rough. Have a look at that.
Second hit out, so nice and strong. Yeah, sorry.
That's all right. Who's trialling?
I'm race 2-year-old. Okay. I'm flying arty, so we'll find out if we go on the races or not.
Oh, I like that. This is live radio. You're multitasking at its best here, Ben. All right, I'll whip through your runners over in Adelaide for you. Checkerboard, good to see you back in the winners list last start. And Mimi's Award, gee, she looks really promising. They both go around in the Fillies Classic.
Yeah, they're both exciting fillies. Checkerboard did a really good job last start. She beat the older horses, and she was really strong through the line. And she's definitely got a good base fitness on her, and it'll be interesting to see her out for this trip. It'll be first time out, but I think she'll run it out. And she likes to settle on the pace, and actually for a 2,500 looks like a good tempo in the race. So I think they'll suit her, and she should run a good race, Michael.
Absolutely. And Zay Darney was a little bit stiff last start at Flemington and put the riding on the wall. It goes to the Centraya as well, or Centraya, and I thought around about $9.50 might have been a nice each-way play as well. How has she come through that run?
Oh, we're really happy with her. She's done excellent. She was a bit unlucky at Flemington. I got held up at the vital stages, and arguably if those runs came, she wins. We purposely kept her at a mile and she's been crying out for 2,000 and she gets that today on Saturday. And unfortunately, we've drawn Barry 1 again. So we'll need a bit of luck at the right time. But I'm sure if she gets the luck, she's a really good chance. The race was targeted from her from a long way out and it'd be fantastic to get black type with her because she's a very high talent.
All right, I'll let you go because I know you're busy, but can you give us a Friday winner? You've got a few runners at Albury, one tonight at Cranbourne.
Yes, yeah. I think race 4 at Albury, Acludia. She's trained on nicely. I think she can run a good race.
All right, race 4, Albury today. Good on you, Benny. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you, Michael.